A Nobel laureate washing dishes next to a Grammy winner who's chatting with an Olympic athlete, and none of them knew who the others were until dessert. This isn't a fever dream or an elaborate prank. It's a typical evening at one man's apartment, where the most influential people in the world gather to chop vegetables and debate philosophy without the armor of their credentials. The twist? They had to earn their dinner by cooking it themselves, forbidden from discussing what they do for a living until the meal was over. This radical experiment reveals something we've forgotten in our age of LinkedIn profiles and elevator pitches. The people surrounding us and the conversations we share with them determine everything about the quality of our existence, not our resumes, not our follower counts, the humans sitting across the table from us, sleeves rolled up, hands covered in flour. Here's a formula that explains how a housewife from Queens built Weight Watchers and how an escaped slave became one of history's most powerful voices. Influence equals connection times trust raised to the power of community. It sounds mathematical, but it's deeply human. Your friend's obesity increases your risk by 45%. Their happiness spreads like a contagion. Even their voting patterns ripple outward 3 degrees through your social network. We're not independent agents. We're nodes in an interconnected web, constantly shaped by those around us. The neuroscience is startling. Social pain activates the same brain regions as physical injury. Tylenol reduces both equally. Loneliness isn't just emotional. It's a physical wound with health consequences comparable to smoking a pack daily. Nearly half of Americans report feeling isolated, with younger people suffering most. We didn't develop big brains for abstract thinking. We developed them for cooperation. While other species evolved claws and fangs, humans survived through empathy and collaboration. Our ancestors built settlements requiring unprecedented cooperation, gambling on each other, and winning. Connection isn't optional. It's our evolutionary superpower, as fundamental as food and shelter. Trust rests on 3 pillars: competence, honesty, and benevolence. Betray someone's interests and they'll never forgive you. Lie and you're nearly as doomed. Mess up through incompetence? That's forgivable. Building trust quickly means understanding its irrational dimensions. People with symmetrical faces, warm voices, and certain eye colors automatically seem more trustworthy, despite zero correlation with actual trustworthiness. A legendary knife salesman increased his success rate by 300% through referrals, entering homes with the halo of trusted connections rather than as a threatening stranger. Without that advantage, trust accelerates through shared hardship. Military units, sororities, even IKEA furniture assembly create bonds through struggle. We value self-assembled furniture 63% higher than identical pre-assembled pieces. These vulnerability loops work through mutual acknowledgement. One person signals vulnerability, another reciprocates, and oxytocin floods both brains. Consistent small acts of reliability build stronger trust than grand gestures. We gravitate towards similarity dating data. Shared initials increase connection probability by 11.3%. This implicit egotism feels comfortable, but limits growth. Physical distance matters. Communication between colleagues drops exponentially beyond 50 meters, affecting even digital interaction. Global influencers like Oprah live in protective bubbles. Reaching them requires the ubiquity approach, developing relationships with their inner circle. They respond to 4 triggers: generosity, giving without expectation, novelty, balancing familiar and different, curation, controlling access carefully, and awe, that overwhelming reverence that shifts perspective and makes people feel more generous. Community influencers need skills, opportunities, access, and resources. Red Bull transformed musicians' lives by creating academies rather than sponsoring events, comprehensive support instead of transactions. Personal influencers, friends and family, resist logical appeals about health or habits. Instead, connect them with community members who already embody desired behaviors, creating change through social contagion. Creating genuine community demands four essential elements. Membership establishes boundaries through tangible markers, uniforms, shared language, naming conventions, consistent participation. These boundaries must foster healthy interaction rather than toxic exclusivity. True membership requires emotional safety, where people express opinions and share vulnerabilities without fear. When membership evolves from casual participation to self-identity, I am a CrossFitter, rather than I go to CrossFit sometimes, commitment deepens. Influence must flow bi-directionally, with members shaping and being shaped by the community. Integration fulfills needs by aligning individual aspirations with community values. Conbody Fitness Program, founded by a former drug kingpin, employing formerly incarcerated individuals, succeeds by integrating values like second chances with concrete goals like fitness and employment. Shared emotional connection creates the strongest bonds through spaces where people express passions without judgment. Understanding behavior allows designing experiences that naturally guide people toward connection. Think of the conscious mind as a rider directing an unconscious elephant. When willpower depletes, the elephant takes control. The solution isn't strengthening the rider, but designing the path they travel together. Disney World demonstrates this. After families spend $1,200 on passes, a 23-minute boat ride gives visitors time to overcome buyer's remorse. The peak end rule shows people disproportionately remember experience peaks and endings, not duration. Most networking events fail by prioritizing transactions over relationships. Salesforce's Dreamforce attracts 170,000 attendees by combining education, training, networking, and entertainment. Their free Trailhead program transforms lives. Hairdressers become certified programmers. Retail workers transition to solutions architects. The 10% challenge reveals powerful truths. When a tech company planned a $200,000 product launch, progressive budget cuts revealed their most engaging concept, a casual board games night. Refocusing on brand connection at $20,000, they created an immersive art installation with intimate thought leader discussions, their most successful social media launch ever. Cause-based communities balance two journeys, serving beneficiaries while cultivating supporters. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society raises $200 million annually through 550-plus grassroots events, costing less than traditional galas. Girl Trek built America's largest health program for Black women, 750,000 participants, by focusing on walking. Alcoholics Anonymous has operated since 1935 without central authority through radical accessibility and consistent structure. A Black musician spent 30 years interviewing KKK members, discovering that hatred stems from fear of the unknown, fear that dissolves through genuine connection. His question, "How can you hate me if you don't even know me?" combined with non-judgmental listening, sparked remarkable transformations. Over 200 members abandoned white supremacist ideology, with more than 50 surrendering their robes directly to him. This happened through deliberate connection building, sharing meals, attending rallies despite danger, inviting them to performances. An invitation fundamentally changes dynamics. When someone accepts, they shift from passive target to active participant. This psychological shift creates opportunities for genuine connection, whether transforming Weight Watchers from small gathering to global movement or creating dinner series bringing together diverse, accomplished individuals. In our isolated, polarized world, we possess unprecedented connection tools that serve as bridges when used intentionally. Research shows meaningful connections lead to greater happiness, improved health, professional success, and fulfillment. The power of invitation lies in its simplicity and universality. Whether a dinner party, coffee meeting, or simple conversation, every invitation carries transformation potential. An incredible life awaits those who embrace this approach. It begins with courage to extend or accept an invitation. Your move.